Welcome to the Thankful Homemaker Podcast, a podcast to be an encouragement and blessing to each other in the role God has called us to as women. I'm so thankful you stopped by. So grab yourself a coffee or tea and sit with me a bit as we talk about how God's Word impacts every area of our lives as Christian women. Hello, friend. I'm Marcy Farrell from Thankful Homemaker, and I'm so glad to be with you today. In this mini episode, it's sort of more of a bite size, I guess, I want to share a bit of my experience from being at the G3 conference just a few weeks ago. And I've also, just in case you want to check it out, I've included some photos in the post on the main show notes. So check them out if you get a moment. I did throw some on social media, so you may have seen some of them already, but I threw a few other ones up on the blog site. So if you get a second, check it out at thankfulhomemaker.com. So my husband and I have been attending the G3 conference in Atlanta since 2017. We are so grateful for the opportunity to attend in person, but we understand that it may not be possible for everyone. And I just want to share some of my favorite aspects of the conference with the hopes that maybe you'll put it on your list for 2025. And I'm also going to provide some helpful resources so you can benefit from the conference at home. So G3 Ministries, they state as their main goal, and G3 stands for Gospel, Grace, and Glory, but they state as the main goal of their conference that it's not about an event or a personality. It's about encouraging and strengthening local churches around the world with sound biblical theology for the glory of God. So each year, the conference has a different theme, and this year's theme was the sovereignty of God. So this doctrine, it is really a core essential in our understanding of who God is, because this doctrine affects every other aspect of our relationship with the Lord. God is sovereign, or he's Lord or ruler over everything. Nothing can thwart or stop God's will from being carried out. Daniel 4:35 tells us he does according to his will among the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say to him, what have you done? Or Job 42:2 states, I know that you can do all things, and then no purpose of yours can be thwarted. So Jerry Bridges, from his book, Trusting God, which is a favorite, and I'm going to put that one in the show notes for sure, along with some other ones. But this is a book that, if you haven't read it yet, pick it up and read it. But it's a book that really helped me to have a clear picture of God's sovereignty, especially in a really challenging time of our lives. So I'm super grateful for Jerry Bridges and all that he's gifted us with in Christianity to read. But this particular one, Trusting God, is probably at the top of my list of his reads. So he stated in it, he said, this is the essence of God's sovereignty, his absolute independence to do as he pleases, and his absolute control over the actions of all his creatures. No creature, person, or empire can either thwart his will or act outside the bounds of his will. And then I want to leave you with one more quote on God's sovereignty. And I'm going to share, again, as I said, a few of my favorite reads on this most crucial doctrine that have just been a help to me in my walk in the Lord, in the show notes too. But R.C. Sproul stated, he said, this is a quote you've probably heard before. He said, if there is one maverick molecule in this universe running free from the sovereign control of God, we have no reason to believe any future promise that God has made, because that one maverick molecule may be the very thing that will destroy those plans. But thanks be to God, there are no maverick molecules running loose outside the scope of God's sovereign government. So each of the main sessions of the conference covered an aspect of God's sovereignty of God. Speakers like Paul Washer and Vodi Bakum and Steve Lawson and Ken Ham, that my grandkids particularly enjoyed Ken Ham's session on the sovereignty of God in creation. They delivered powerful messages packed with truth and so much to take in. There were also numerous breakout sessions to choose from. This conference is one that I highly recommend, because we do thoroughly enjoy our time there. It leaves us encouraged and blessed and edified as we worship and fellowship with believers from all over the country and literally all over the world. If you missed, even if you were an attendee, so whether or not you attended, you probably still missed some breakouts or sessions if you did attend. But you don't have to worry about that, because G3 Ministries is coming out, and it's already out actually. It's called the G3 Plus app. and they're going to soon have the sessions available on it, and they may already have them as this is as this recording is going out there. I'm not sure, or as this is released, this episode. But as a special offer for my listeners, if you visit the website, and this is key, you have to sign up on the website to get this offer. You can't do it direct from the app. But if you go to plus.g3men.org, and I'll put that link in the show notes. You don't have to remember that. And you use the code MARCIG3PLUS, I'll put that too, but it's MARCIG3PLUS. You get 2 months free on the G3 Plus app. And they've also recently launched a new homeschool curriculum even on there for you homeschool mamas out there. But this app is packed with resources really for the whole family. So check it out. And especially during those 2 free months, because if nothing else, you can get those 2 months free. You can listen to the sessions, the breakout sessions, you know, which ones you'd like to, and determine from there if you want to keep the subscription going. So in sharing about the worship and the fellowship, I definitely love worshiping together with over 8,000 brothers and sisters. But next to that, the fellowship is really one of my favorite aspects. I know you thought I was going to say the teaching, and that is one of my favorites too, and it's very important. But for me, the fellowship kind of surpasses it a little bit, because we've been attending for quite a few years now, and during this time, we have developed some sweet relationships with other believers from all over the country that really I don't get to see besides the conference. So while I can connect with them online, we know that nothing beats spending time together with them in person. Why your local church is so important, right? We love to fellowship and see our brothers and sisters in the faith throughout the week. And on Sunday mornings, it's, as we always say, the best day of the week. But my fellow bloggers and podcasters from the BAR Podcast Network were there. BAR stands for Biblical and Reformed. They're at the top of my list to see. It is so encouraging to spend time together with them. We get time to discuss our various ministries. I can ask them all those technical questions that I'm clueless on. We can witness how the Lord is working in one another's lives. I just love spending time with my friend Arlenis, who is a dear friend, and my friend Andrea, too. They're from Ordinary People with Extraordinary Lives. That is just an excellent podcast if you've not listened to it yet. It's one where believers share their testimonies, and they have some really just unique episodes there. You need to check that one out. Getting to see Daryl and Melissa Harrison from the Just Thinking podcast, that's always a huge blessing to me. I just so love them both. My husband and I always enjoy seeing them and spending time with them, and we wish we could get more time with them. But I also love seeing Dwayne from the BAR Podcast Network. He has been a tremendous source of blessing and encouragement as I navigate through this world of podcasting. I'm grateful he brought me into the network, so I'm thankful. Actually, I got to meet Arlenis through that because of Ordinary People with Extraordinary Lives, and I was on their podcast sharing my testimony, so I will try to remember to link that in the show notes if you've not got to take a listen to that yet. But while meeting some of the main conference speakers is enjoyable, I mean, it's great to get a word or two in with Paul Washer or Rody Bacham. The lines are very long, and usually I don't do that, but but I really appreciated having a booth this year, which was new for me. I've never done that before. So I had a booth for the blog and podcast. So I got to spend a lot of time in the exhibit hall. And that's where I had the opportunity to get to know individuals behind many of the ministries that I follow and love and enjoy that I just see online. So I think of like Corey from the Good Book Mom. I'm always looking for good book recommendations with my grandkids, and she always has some great resources there. Or Melissa and Troy from Five Solas Media. My grandkids, we love their church history videos, and they are just, I don't even know how to describe them. They are absolutely hysterical, but they are truly educational and just really fun to watch. So you need to check them out sometime. I'm going to link to all these in the show notes. And Paul from Rough Tunes, on just catching up with these people on a more personal level was a delight for me. My grandkids, they spent a lot of time at the Rough Tunes booth. They really enjoyed Paul's resources there. Martha Peace is someone who has discipled me from afar with her books. And although we're both speakers at the Open Hearts in a Closed World conference, that conference is all online, and we may have an occasional Zoom call to get together and chat. So I've never really gotten good in-person time with her. But this year, as she was strolling the exhibit hall, she kind of stopped by my booth and just took time to chat with me and encourage me in my ministry. And I've been putting off writing a book for years now, and her advice to me on how she approaches the writing process, it really inspired me to set it as a goal and to start working towards it with the Lord's help. I have a love of books, as you probably already know, and I have to sadly share with you, we really never had a moment to browse the bookstore. Having a booth changed the dynamics of the conference for me. It was a busier time with many, many more people to get to chat with. And truly though, it was like this, and Josh Boyce, others have said it, but it really was. It was like this huge family reunion. So I did snatch a couple of books from Martha Peace that were new to me. I picked up two freebies from the conference that they offered. And I know this is probably a disappointment to so many of you. I'm so sorry. I feel like a failure because usually I share a picture of my conference book snags and all I got. And I'm probably not going to share a picture, but I will link the two Martha Peace books I picked up. I'll put that in the show notes too. If I forget, remind me, please. This is sort of an off-the-cuff kind of episode, so I may forget all I'm telling you here. I'll have to listen to it and try to remember that. Having a booth also allowed me to obviously hang in the exhibit hall. So my grandkids had a great time meeting other kids and talking with the different ministry booths. And I am so thankful my daughter Amber was able to come down with us and bring my grandkiddos. It was so much fun. It was quite the road trip. It's going to be very memorable. Lots of memorable moments, including I have one grandchild who gets carsick, so I won't mention any names here, but it's just one of those stories that we'll be telling at our family get-togethers for years. So very memorable, good stuff. And we just loved being together, and we just love being on road trips together. That's just so much fun. So I also want to mention that there were a lot of children at the conference, which was such a wonderful sight to see so many families in attendance with kids of all ages, from infants, you know, all the way into the teen years. So if you were at the conference and you passed by our booth, you also might have been greeted by my grandkids or my daughter Amber or my husband, but my grandkiddos, they definitely stepped out of their comfort zones and they were enthusiastically sharing information about my little ministry here, and they were greeting people, and it was just such a joy to watch them interact with many of the ladies and their families in attendance. The speaker lineup this year was amazing, and although we couldn't attend as many sessions as we had planned, actually it was kind of fun having the booth, because if it got quiet and there was a session up from my booth, we could see and hear one of the live stream TV screens and hear the speakers, so we could kind of sit. I had these little folding rocking chairs in the booth. My husband and I could kind of sit in the rocking chairs and catch some of the sessions, so that was kind of nice to be able to do that. But the booth, it did change the dynamic for me, because I wasn't necessarily always sitting in the sessions like I normally would have been. But I personally intend to make great use of that G3 Plus app to listen to them in the coming weeks or whenever they come out. So don't forget to sign up for those 2 free months again. Again, that info will be in the show notes. Remember, to get the 2 months free, though, you have to sign up on the online site and not do it directly from the app. You'll make a login and stuff there, and then you'll log in and use the app. But to sign up to get 2 months free with that Marcy G3 Plus code, you have to do it from online. So in the previous years of attending the conference, the days were long, and they involved a lot of sitting and walking, which I know this sounds silly, but you get tired of sitting after a while. Actually, your bottom starts to hurt a little bit. So as a result, a lot of times, the first year or two, we didn't. We just attended everything and kind of tired ourselves out. And then as the time went on, we got a little wiser, and we're like, you know, we can catch some of those sessions after we get back and listen. We can get the main sessions in and figure out a breakout here or there and just catch other ones we wanted to catch online. So we determined then to skip a lot of the breakout sessions and instead just choose to listen to them later when we got back home. And that really allowed us to have a little more free time to visit the bookstore and the exhibit hall, or simply grab a coffee and relax a bit while we would kind of talk through and discuss some of the key messages, so we didn't forget all that we were taking in, because it is a lot to take in. Even when I would get home, there would still be messages that I sat in and listened to that I wanted to listen to again online because they were just so good. This year, the music was very beautiful and simple. So picture 8,000 plus brothers and sisters in the faith singing hymns with simple and beautiful accompaniment. It was rich. Nothing beats the theology in those hymns that we all love, right? And for me, as someone who, I didn't grow up in the church, I've shared that before, I didn't come to faith in Christ until I was in my mid-30s. So I really appreciate being exposed to the hymns whenever I get a chance. the music there was so similar to how what we do in our church. So I really appreciated that this year. My husband has attended the Shepherd's Conference in past years, and I know he's always so encouraged by his time there, but it's a conference for, you know, pastors and men in leadership, so it's not one that we would attend together as a couple. But G3 is one we can attend together, and that's another one of our favorite parts that we just appreciate about it. It was also super fun to have my hubby in the booth with me. I so love that man. He truly is amazing. He is such a sweet gift to me from the Lord. I know many of you got to meet him, and I'm so glad you did. I'm so glad if you got to spend some time with him. He so enjoyed chatting with all of you that got to catch up with him. He loved meeting your husbands and your kiddos, and I think he was just, if not more blessed than I was by his time down there. It was super sweet. I appreciate the change in the conference schedule. It used to be every year, but now they do it every 2 years. And it really allows us for more time to save and to plan for attending. Again, I know I've said it before, but it does feel like a big family reunion. And that's an aspect I particularly value that they put as the emphasis on equipping the local church. Our time there always leaves us encouraged and edified, and we always look forward to returning back home to our church family to love and serve and encourage them. So it's a 4-day event, because there's some pre-conference stuff on Wednesday, and then the conference is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So it's a 4-day event. It is exhausting. It's tiring. It's a lot. It's worth it, but it is tiring. And this year, I was on my feet most of the day at a booth on a concrete floor. I don't normally do that. And at almost 60 years old, I was kind of feeling my age by the end of it. But it was worth every minute to meet so many of my sisters in the faith in person, and to get to give you a hug and get to know a bit more about you and your families. Seeing my dear friend Mayoshi was a treat. And I know many of you in our Facebook group will recognize her, because I know she's such an encouragement to so many of you ladies. I'm truly just so thankful for all of you who took the time to stop by and visit with me a bit. That was truly a huge blessing for me, so thank you. I cannot say that enough. I think of my dear sister, Shanice. She even brought me homemade baked goods. That was worth the trip down there alone. So thank you, Shanice. We so enjoy that. I just loved every moment of it, and I'm already looking forward to 2025. So again, don't forget to sign up for the G3 app. You get 2 months free. There's so many resources there for your whole family available. And if you sign up from the website, plus.g3men.org, and use the code MARCYG3PLUS, you get your 2 months free. So check that out. Free is good. At least get your 2 months free. Check it out. I'm excited about the resource. I'm grateful to my friends at G3 for making it available, and I'll include that sign-up link in the code in the show notes too. I know there's so many things that I'm forgetting as I'm sitting here. My mind is still wandering, but I do want to thank each and every one of you who were down there and just took the time to stop by the booth. We were so grateful to get time with you. My husband, again, he really loved his time. He really loved his time with your littles too. He just has so many memorable moments with some of your children. So he's a fisherman, and I know he engaged with some of your kids about fishing, and that was a huge blessing to him. And I don't want to miss this. I do want to give a shout out to my new little friend, Isaac, who I got to meet down there. This little man, he so blessed my time down there. So hello, sweet Isaac. I saved your little note. I love that. Thank you so much, sweet boy. Miss Marcy sends her love to you. So that's a wrap for G3 2023. I've always wanted to say that. So that's a wrap. I hope to see you all at G3 2025, because truly, Jesus is enough always. And I'm so grateful for your time. This was a different episode for me, so thanks for hanging in here this far. But I do pray you'll utilize the resources from G3 Ministries. They have a lot of free resources online through their website and YouTube channel, so you can check that all out. And then obviously now their new G3 Plus app. I am so, so grateful for you, my friend. If you get a moment and you can leave a rating or review for me, that would truly be a huge blessing to me, and just help other ladies to find the podcast. I would so, so appreciate it. So again, I'm so thankful for you, and I do pray you have a very blessed week.